It must be that time. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and that was the signifier that this is Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is away, but he'll return next week. In his stead today, we have Sarah Erlewine, who is the marketing director at the Michigan Theater, and thank you for coming in.
Oh,
we most certainly
you.
Appreciate it.
No, like I was saying earlier, it's always a pleasure to get back on EMU's campus because I was a student here, so it's, you know, it's fun to see everything. I'm a big supporter of the university.
And you're one of the few who has sat next to me that said, I just spent an hour walking around campus trying to find you. So, there you go.
Right, I knew right where to go. It was great.
Well, for those in the area who want to head to downtown Ann Arbor next month, there is a very special event coming up on the 19th.
Yes, there is. We are really excited about this one. So Ken Burns is one of the most iconic documentary filmmakers of
Without
all
question.
Time. Without question. You know, everything, Central Park 5, you know, he's got all of his different historic documentaries.
The series he did on jazz particularly resonated here.
Oh, yeah. You know. No, the jazz series is fantastic.
Civil War.
And what I was not aware of, this was new information for me, though probably a lot of people who are listening know this already, is he's an Ann Arbor native. He's a Pioneer High School graduate. And he loves Ann Arbor, and he wants to come back. And he's going to be here on April 19th at 7:30 p.m. doing a conversation about his work and some of his upcoming projects.
Yeah, he's going to show some snippets of that, including a new documentary coming out on Vietnam.
Right, which we are going to be premiering sort of an episodic element of it, because it is going to be premiering in the fall on DPTV and other public television stations. But for Cinetopia, which is our film festival that we have every June, we are going to be able to do an actual premiere of that on June 9th. And this is going to be sort of a lead into that, kind of a little taste test.
Now, it's going to be a great event. Now, I just invited the entire community, but it is for Michigan Theater members, for members of Detroit Public Television.
It is currently,
but there is a chance that some tickets are going to be open to the public next week or sometime in the future.
Right. I would recommend that your listeners check back with the Michigan Theater next week and see if maybe we might have something available for you.
That might be great. You mentioned Cinetopia. That's coming up in June, and it's a little different this year in that the films showing in Ann Arbor come first as opposed to Detroit.
Right, and this is sort of in response to our audience and the feedback that we've gotten, and we think that we want to make a really big splash in Ann Arbor, start off at the Michigan Theater, and then spread into Detroit and carry that energy with us.
Carry the energy to Detroit and then have the huge close.
Exactly what our plan is. So, like I said, this is one of our, you know, the first thing that we've really announced is we're going to be having this premiere of Vietnam. But I tell you, every single day I'm getting a confirmation on another film, another guest, another event. We've got a really fantastic lineup coming up soon, and we're going to be announcing that in April.
I am glad to say that one of the places it will be announced will be right here on 89.1 WEMU. Speaking of film festivals, there's a lot of tired folks at the Michigan Theater. And those who worked with the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Yes,
but what a spectacular event.
Oh, it was a huge success. Everyone is really happy coming off of that. You know, it was the 55th year, and we're happy to say that Ann Arbor Film Festival is maturing and really becoming, you know, it's always been one of the biggest film festivals in the country. You know, I think it's the second largest.
For experimental film and the 16 millimeter. And now it's expanded into multimedia presentations.
Exactly.
It really is modernized.
And they're really growing with the times and paying attention to the audience and listening and figuring out what everybody wants to see. And it was really a spectacular event.
I've yet to hear from anyone who wouldn't call it a rousing success.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations to the entire Ann Arbor Film Festival crew.
Yes, absolutely.
That is great. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside the marketing director of the Michigan Theater, Sarah Erlewine, filling in for Russ Collins today. Now, we can talk about some movies that are coming up this weekend. It is going to be a couple of great ones in the downtown area. Tell me a little bit about Raw.
Oh, so this is one that's getting a lot of attention. This is a French horror film about a vegetarian who, in a hazing process in her university, where she's going to become a veterinarian, is forced to eat raw meat. And it spirals from there.
I wouldn't want to eat raw meat.
Nor
that's a
would
horror
I.
in and
no,
of itself.
Right. Yeah, it
and I can
like
only imagine when creatures may come into play. Right. So,
right.
But is it in French and subtitles?
It is in French with subtitles, and it's getting a great deal of attention. It's being called kind of a feminist, politically charged, sophisticated horror film that really has a lot to say.
Sounds like something to check out. One of the ones I'm personally looking forward to. when I heard the premise of the story, I thought the perfect character for this would be Woody Harrelson. Turns out Woody Harrelson is Wilson.
Yes, and so did everyone else. We were all in agreement with you, including the filmmakers and Daniel Close, who wrote the graphic novel Wilson, which he then adapted to the screenplay for this film, which is a hilarious, touching, warm look at a people-loving misanthrope. And
it's dysfunction at its finest.
It is dysfunction at its finest. It's got some raunchy moments. It's got some tender moments. We premiered this back in February at our Cinetopia Presents Direct from Sundance, which is something we do every year. We try to bring a Sundance premiere to the community so that you guys can see the film before anybody else gets a chance.
Yeah, it went over very well, as it is around wherever it's been shown.
It is, yeah. It went over really, really well. The audience loved it. I loved it. I got a chance to see it then. It's really fun, and I think that people are going to enjoy this one.
Well, check that out. It is Wilson. It opens Friday at the Michigan Theater and a couple of special screenings as well. Tell me about Tunnel.
So Tunnel is one of our, every year we do a Korean Cinema Now series with the University of Michigan NAM Center. And these are free and open to the public, and this is an installment of that. It's about a car salesman who's driving home for his daughter's birthday when the newly built Hado Tunnel suddenly collapses and he remains trapped in the rubble. So it's kind of tense, a little, anxiety provoking, but really, really interesting. So,
and it's going to be a limited showing, I expect.
Yep. Just the one screening on Saturday, April 1st at 1 p.m.
Well, whenever you're sitting there feeling a little empty, everyone says, well, what can I use? Perhaps an Italian fantasy drama.
Exactly. Right now. That's what I like to use.
But Fellini Satyricon is coming.
Fellini Satyricon is the second installment of our new Cinema Revolution series, which I kind of like to call Art House 101 colloquially, because it's not only a great review for people who love art house films and art films from the decades, but it's a really great introductory course if you've been curious about the great filmmakers of the past and you've never gotten a chance to see any of their films, or you want to see something then it's a little bit different. Fellini Satyricon isn't the Fellini film that people go to, but it's still one of his quintessential, essential films. Like, you need to see Satyricon to understand Fellini. And it is. It's weird. It's esoteric. It's a little bit long. And it's called Fellini Satyricon, actually, because he was sued because another producer had the copyright on the Satyricon title because it's an adaptation. And so this one gets to be the Fellini Satyricon. But it's playing Monday, April 3rd at 7 p.m. as part of our series, like I said, which is another...
And it's a must-see for anybody who would consider themselves a filmophile.
Oh, absolutely. And it's another great lead-in to our Cinetopia, because this year we're going to have a symposium tie-in with the University of Michigan for their Mavericks and Makers series. And the subject there is Ira Deutschman, who is a marketer, a distributor, and he's doing a lot of the intros for these films and helped us curate this film.
1984 was a book that I was forced to read in high school.
As so many were.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But the film version is available this week.
It is. And so this is actually a tie-in with a number of independent movie theaters, including the Alamo Drafthouse, the IFC Center, and the Film Society of Lincoln Center. This is a pretty timely film now. And it was made back in 1984. And, of course, it's based on the George Orwell classic 1949 novel. It's dystopian. And it's about Big Brother.
Still waiting for my flying car.
If only, right? but it's going to be screening on April 4th, which is a significant date in the book and the film. And it's going to be screening at University of Michigan and Lorch Hall in the Asquith Auditorium. And it's going to be free for students.
That's
not just
nice.
U of M students, all students.
That's absolutely
$10
nice.
For everybody else.
And Imagination Films, a student-run film production group at the University of Michigan, that's running Thursday, April 6th at 8 p.m. at the Michigan Theater.
Free. We love these guys. They come back every year. It's always a great production.
At the Multiplex, a couple of quick choices. Ghost in the Shell, starring Scarlett Johansson. I haven't heard many great things about it.
No, this one's a tricky one. This is a beloved property. There have been other films, anime, and people, this is the first live
controversy
action.
Over whitewashing.
Whitewashing. It is a Japanese property, Japanese characters in the original, and they've cast a white actress. So it's, you know, they've got an upward hill to climb with this one to try to.
Well, we'll see how the box office returns are next week.
No, but you know, the film, the subject itself, Ghost in the Shell, it's a, you know, it's a huge favorite.
Right, so. Right. We'll see how that plays out. Yep. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me.
That is Sarah Erlewine. She is the marketing director at the Michigan Theater. For Sarah, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.